Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. How y'all doing on tonight? This is Apostle Gamble. I tell you, the Lord is good all by himself. He don't need no help in being good. We're going to bring my very own, my husband, Elder Gamble, on tonight. He's going to bring forth a word. Remember, God, remember, saints, to be very alert in the spirit to what the Spirit of God is saying on tonight, because it is very important that we don't miss what the Lord is saying. And that's one of our problems, that we miss what God is saying, and we get to miss a very foundational word, a very sound word that the Lord is saying. And we just miss one word, then we're like you're trying to find a pair of socks in your room with the lights off. So we want to be alert to what God is saying, what God is speaking. Amen. We just don't want to be hearers of the word. We have too many hearers in the body of Christ, and the Lord is looking for more doers on tonight. And so on tonight, my husband's going to be bringing forth a very powerful word, and we're going to be believing the Lord to move by his spirit. Like I say, this is Apostle Gamble with End Time Deliverance Ministry up under the covering of Pastor Terrence Stevenson. And I'm not going to prolong the message, but I am going to introduce my husband, Elder Flynn Gamble. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Amen. All right, go ahead on. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. It's an honor and it's a privilege. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for such a time as this. It's a privilege, hallelujah, to be called upon by the Lord. Amen. 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 I have to thank Lord. I have to thank the Lord for this honor, and I thank the Lord for this privilege. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, I want to say a few words of prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again. We bless you tonight. We praise you tonight. We magnify your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this privilege. Lord, allow me to decrease right now, Father God, as you increase. Lord, use these lips of clay for your glory. Speak, Lord, hallelujah, through me, Father God. Speak through this vessel, Lord, hallelujah, to bring glory, Lord, and speak a word to your people, and speak a word, Father God, hallelujah, speak a word, Father God, to a soul that's in a weary and a dry land at this time. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. First, thank my wife, that I give honor, hallelujah, to my wife, hallelujah, Apostle Delilah May Gamble. I give honor to my pastor, Terrence, Pastor Terrence Stephen, and hallelujah, and First Lady Sister, hallelujah, Sylvia Stephen. I want to thank my family, hallelujah, in South Carolina, and all over, hallelujah, that's listening to me tonight. Hallelujah, I give honor and praises. Thank God for my mother, Ms. Essie May Gamble, in the name of Jesus, for the one, she is the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, that planted this word of God in us as children, in the name of Jesus. And as she always say, God is still on the throne, and I thank God for her tonight. God spoke a word to my spirit, and the word was, hallelujah, remember when, hallelujah, hallelujah, remember when, you know, hallelujah, before I give you my text, you know, when God spoke this word to me, hallelujah, hallelujah, he began to speak to me concerning, hallelujah, where he brought me from, where he brought me from, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God began to speak to me how poor he had brought me, and he said, remember where I brought you from, hallelujah, because so many in the body of Christ, after a period of time, hallelujah, we seem to forget where God, hallelujah, we seem to forget. We don't remember when, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, hallelujah, my text for the night is coming from, hallelujah, hallelujah, the book of Exodus, chapter 13, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, would you turn there with me? I'm not going, hallelujah, hallelujah, prolong you long, but I'm going to speak what thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 13, beginning at, we pick it up at verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and of beasts, it is mine. And Moses said to the people, remember, hallelujah, let us highlight that word, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out and brought you out of this place. No living bread shall you, hallelujah, be. We know, hallelujah, in the Bible that we could, if we go back, we know that the children of Israel was in bondage in Egypt for 400 years. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, spoke a prophecy to Abraham, hallelujah, that the people will be going down into Egypt and they will be in bondage for so many years down in Egypt. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, hallelujah, first, hallelujah, arrived in Egypt. Hallelujah. When Joseph went before them, then, hallelujah, God used Joseph mightily. We know the story, to send for his father Israel and the children of Israel. And it brought them down to Egypt. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And they dwelt in the land of Goshen. Hallelujah. For so many years. And they, hallelujah, was blessed for so many years. And God, hallelujah, increased them for so many years. But that Pharaoh who Joseph, hallelujah, knew he died. And then another Pharaoh rose up. Then the children of Israel, hallelujah, was brought, hallelujah, unto bondage. Hallelujah. Can the night church, you know, God was a hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, when I first, hallelujah, gave my life to the Lord. Hallelujah, how everything was just flowing. How everything was being, I was being blessed in everywhere. And all of a sudden, looked like things began to start drying up in my life. But I thank God today in the name of Jesus. I thank God in the name of Jesus that, hallelujah, that I learned, hallelujah, from his word. I began to learn through my experience, through my trials, through my errors. But I thank God today. We can say that Egypt is a type of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pharaoh is a type of Satan and his taskmaster, a type of the things that have us bound in the world. But the children of Israel begin to cry out to God. As I said, he spoke a prophecy to Moses. And hallelujah. And God said they will be in bondage for 400 years. But God said he will be sending a deliverer, hallelujah, to bring them out. Amen, amen, amen. And God used Moses, and Moses brought the children of Israel out in the name of Jesus. He brought them out in the name of Jesus, not by might, I just said in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, but by my power. God brought the children of Israel out on eagle's wings, hallelujah. And he told them he was taking them to a land flowing with milk and flowing with honey. But you know, when he first brought them out, they began to praise God, hallelujah. Miriam and all the women began to strike up a praise and worship, hallelujah, and thanking God for his deliverance. How many times, hallelujah, hallelujah, have we cried out to God, hallelujah, in our despair? How many times that we cried out and God delivered us? And when he delivered us, we praised him. We gave him glory in the name of Jesus. But won't we know that this, hallelujah, race is not given to the swift, but it's given to the one that endured to the end. Hallelujah. I asked the question, church. I asked God, why did an 11-day journey took them 40 years? See, God got Egypt out of them. He got them out of Egypt, but he had to get Egypt out of them. He took them through the wilderness, a wilderness process. A wilderness is a place of desolate, a place of no provision. God was trying to get the Israel bondage world mindset out of them. A lot of times, church, God, hallelujah, take us to a place, and then we will sometimes begin to say, Lord, why me? Why am I going through this, Lord? Why are these things happening in my life, Lord? But the Lord is telling the church, I'm trying to get that mindset out of you. I'm trying to renew your mind. As Romans 12, 1 and 2 said, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, hallelujah, and acceptable unto God, which is his reasonable service. But hallelujah, church, we are come talking on about remembrance.
Come on.
And God just took me there. We are talking about remembrance. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, as we read this text, amen.
Yes, yes.
As we read this text, it says, hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, he began to say in verse 3, and Moses said to the people, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hands, hallelujah, the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. And God gave this to me, hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. The hallelujah, the strength of his hand represents the Spirit of God. God says, hallelujah, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved, hallelujah, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, church. God is talking about remembering when. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God said, remember when you was in your sin. Remember when you was bound in the name of Jesus. Remember when you were bound by all things of the world and you tried every type of way or everything you knew how to be free. I'm a living testimony to these things that I'm testifying to right now. Oh, haven't some of us tried AA? Some of us tried NA. Some of us tried all type of man-implemented programs and all types of aids to try to deliver us. But then themselves, some of these things do have a form, but they won't deliver us. Let us remember. Let us remember where God had brought us from. Amen. Let us remember, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of what God was telling me. I remember when I was in, before I went to the county jail. Amen. Let me give a part of my testimony. I was bound by crack cocaine for 20-something odd years. Amen. I remember what these drugs did to me. Came from a good family. Mother and father raised us upright. We went to church. Had to go to church every Sunday. Amen. I thank God for the word of God was spoken over our lives as children, over my life. But I remember, hallelujah, me going down this road to the part of bondage when I wanted to be free. I tried all types of programs. I even, hallelujah, went to all types of, hallelujah, drug rehab centers. But they did not work. But I remember after so many years of my bondage, don't we know that sin, hallelujah, will take you places you never wanted to go. That sin will keep you longer than you ever wanted to stay. And sin will cost you more than you ever wanted to pay. But I thank God I had a praying mama. I remember in Sarasota County Jail, 1998, up on a $250,000 bond, facing two life sentences, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that I cry out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because I remember, come on now, we're talking about remembering when. I remember when my mama told me as a little boy, she said, if your back ever get against the wall and the flood water's about to cover you up, you call on Jesus from your heart, and he will come to you. And I called on Jesus. I said, Lord, if you don't let him throw me away, if you don't let him throw me away for the rest of my life, Lord, I serve you for the rest of my life. See, that's a vow I made to God in that county jail. Hallelujah. He did not allow them to keep me in bondage, hallelujah, for my life. But God had a plan, and that plan took 18 years. I thank God that I never would have chose this journey for my life. But I thank God it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Because what? Because any road, any device, any vehicle, any situation that God used to bring a person, a man, a boy, a child, a woman to him through Jesus Christ is the best thing that ever happened to him. But as I said, I made a vow to God. Amen. And I thank God now that he has brought me through this process. I said, Lord, I remember what I promised you. I remember what I promised you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I remember, Lord. See, a lot of times we forget what we promised God.
Yes.
We forget, we get what you call spiritual amnesia. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
And the Lord began to show me how we get this spiritual amnesia. We begin to not spend time in the Word of God like we used to. We don't pray like we used to. We don't fellowship like we used to. And we, hallelujah, don't have the intimate fervency, hallelujah, with our intimate relationship like we used to. And then trials and tribulations begin to come in our lives. And we, hallelujah, begin to say, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. I don't know what I'm going to do. But God is telling you and telling me today, remember when. Remember when he first brought you out. Remember when your relationship was on fire with him. Remember when all you could do was think and meditate on the Word of God day and night. Amen. See, that's what is happening now. And God gave me an example, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With David. David, hallelujah. We know that he was anointed the king of Israel in King Saul's place. As a young boy, God said that I have found a man who is after my own heart, and he will be the next king of Israel. He sent Samuel the prophet down to Jesse's house, and he told Jesse, I will show you the next king of Israel, and I want you to anoint him. But oh, how many times we look through natural eyes and seven of Jesse's sons passed before Samuel. And Samuel, hallelujah, leaned to his own understanding and said, I know that's the one, Eliab. And God rebuked the prophet and said, No. Didn't I tell you who I'm going to choose? And he said, do you have any more? And he said, I got one more son. And he's keeping the sheep. He's a shepherd. In biblical days, shepherd job was a low on the totem pole. Hallelujah. And I'm telling, I don't know who I'm speaking to. Don't worry about them rejecting you. Don't worry about them not giving you the position. You don't have to, hallelujah, sister. You don't have to, brother. You don't have to jot for position. Because when God is ready for you to come forth, he going to bring you forth. Hallelujah. David wasn't even invited to the sacrifice.
No, he wasn't.
But God set point.
Yes.
And he was anointed to make king of Israel. But I remember, we go on in chapter 17 of that same story, that his father sent David down to the battle where Israel was fighting against the Philistines. Saul was the commander of the Israelites, and he brought raisin cakes and he brought cheese to his brothers and Saul. And David asked a question, said, what's going on? And they began to explain to him about the Philistine giant. Oh, hallelujah. They emphasized giant, a champion. That means that he never lost a battle. I don't know who I'm speaking to now. We are some of us, and I know you got some Goliaths in your family. You got the Goliath that's coming against you. Every time you say, no more, I'm through. Holly, he won't do it again. He won't bring me into that again. I won't do that again. And before you know it, the champion wins again.
Preach.
The champion wins again. Those are the Goliaths in our lives. Praise be to God. But I thank God for David, example as David. Then they took David before King Saul, and King David began to say, I'm paraphrasing that, I'll go against him. And Saul looked at him and said, you got to be kidding, little boy.
Come on.
You got to be kidding. Our God, who will use you? You can't fight against this champion. You just a little runny boy.
Come on.
You just a little runny boy. See, that's what the enemy is telling some of us. You're not qualified. You don't have a bachelor's degree in Hebrew.
Come on. You ain't
been to Bible school, college. You ain't been all this right here. You ain't graduated to do this thing. But I thank you. I might don't have a hallelujah BA degree, but I got a hallelujah. I got a hallelujah Jesus. I might not have it, but I got a BA degree. I'm born again in Christ Jesus. God will take the foolish things of this world and confine the wise. David looked at King Saul and told him, say, I remember when. Come on, somebody. Talking about remembering when. He said, I remember when I kept my father's sheep. He said, a lion came against him. Oh, and I took the lion with a club and I killed the lion. Then a bear came and I did the same with him. What David was saying, I didn't do this under my own strength. I know it wasn't me. I know it was the power of God that came upon my life. And God did this with natural sheep. David said, how much more will he use me to the enemies that are coming against his precious human sheep, the children of Israel? Thank you, Lord. And we know the story that David went out and defeated Goliath in the name of Jesus. God is telling us, remember when. Always go back and remember when God worked mighty exploits in your life. When God answered that prayer back then. When God did this for you. When the enemy tried to discourage us, let's use David as an example. Oh, when David went out, him and his men, they went out. When he was running from Saul, they were living in the city of Ziklag. And he came back. They said the city was burnt down. All the children and all the women were taken. And David's men began to get discouraged. And they were at the point they wanted to stone David. Oh, how many times when things happen, we got to find somebody to blame.
Come on.
We got to always find somebody. It's their fault because I'm where I'm at. It's their fault because what I'm going through. It's their fault. When I thank God, David said, bring me the ephod. Hallelujah. He said, bring me the ephod. And the Bible said that David encouraged himself
yes.
in the Lord. Know what he did? I believe my Holy Ghost imagination. Oh, he went back to those mighty victories that God worked through him in the name of Jesus. Church, it's time for us to remember when. It's time for us to remember when, not focus on, hallelujah, where you are at now. If God brought you through that one, he going to bring you through this one. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. And God gave me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't mind me. God gave me. I want to give the church tonight. I want to give you the definition, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just a man that loves the Lord, y'all.
Let God use you.
I'm just a man that loves Jesus.
Yes.
If you only know where he brought me from.
Yes.
If you only knew where he brought me from. I'm a living witness, my wife and I. Stop running to this program. Stop trying to go to this program. Stop trying to go to man-made programs. I'm reminded, glory, in the book of Mark, hallelujah. Hallelujah, was a man bound with demons, chapter 5. They said he was bound with legions of demons. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. And the Bible said that no man could tame him. Come on, somebody. In the revelation God gave me, see, what man tried to do, that's man method of trying to deliver you. That's man method of the fetters and the chains. They represent NA. They represent AA.
Yes.
They represent trying to do it through your strength. It represents trying to do it through an alcohol bottle. It represents trying to do it through drugs. It represents trying to do it through sex. But all these things, hallelujah. Huh. But they said, as time went by, he broke the shuttles and all of them left under. Oh, that was me, church. See, I'm going to talk about what God done through my life. I ain't got no place to look down on nobody. Hallelujah. See, that's what's happening with the church today. Hallelujah. We don't remember where God brought me from. We look down on the young children. We look down and we criticize them. Oh, I'm talking to somebody, but you don't remember when you were a young girl, when you were 15 and 16 years old, when your heart went pitter-patter about that young man. Oh, you don't remember when you were a young man. Oh, I'm not condemning, I'm not condoning wrong, but we need to be moved with a heart of wisdom and compassion and remember when you were the age. Remember when. See, a lot of us get in the church and we act like we ain't never did nothing wrong. That we can sit there and pull our glasses down and we can criticize and we can ridicule. But I want you tonight, through the power of the Holy Ghost, God is telling me you better remember when you was in your mess.
Yes.
Remember when God told Moses, hallelujah. And I'm coming. God told Moses, hallelujah, thank you. In Deuteronomy, hallelujah. In Deuteronomy, Chapter 8, verse 1 through 29. My wife won't let me know when my time is expiring, but I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. Oh, I know I was supposed to give you all the definition of remembrance. Let me give you that, and we're going to Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The definition of that word, remembrance, have in or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past. Come on, somebody. See, one thing about it, no, I ain't gonna sit back and just, like, you know, sometimes we at the church, I'm not talking about sit back giving a testimony, and when I'm giving my testimony, like I'm showing up and joining. Ooh, you remember when we did that? No. But see, when you allow God to use you to give your testimony, you are giving somebody else hope. Remember when somebody gave you a word of encouragement. Remember when you, I said again, first came out. Remember when. Now watch this. Deuteronomy. Very familiar scripture. I get it in a minute. Amen. Very familiar scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We're going to pick it up in verse 1. Hallelujah. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I remember. Thank you, Lord, when my mind want to get critical. Thank you, Lord, when I see somebody on the corner still smoking dope. Thank you, Lord, when my mind want to get critical, I remember when.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. We'll have more compassion. More people will be coming to the family of God. But I don't understand it, Lord. I flick like so many when we get in. We slam the door and don't want to let nobody else in. I thank you tonight, Lord, that you move us with a remembrance, that we have a spirit of compassion.
Yes.
The word of God tells us that Jesus looked upon the multitude, and they were like sheep without shepherd. And the Bible tells us he was moved with compassion. The world done beat us down. We have the church have to come together. It ain't about me, myself, and I. It's sad when someone come into church and say they feel more condemnation when they felt than it was in the world. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's sad when you, hallelujah, come to the church and they look at you like you're a piece of scum, but they say you love Jesus. Lord, don't never let us forget. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know that, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, or allowed you to hunger. Hallelujah. God will let you go through some stuff to humble yourself.
Yes.
You ain't got to humble yourself. I learned he'd rather for you to do it, but when he got to do it, he going to humble you. He going to humble you in the name of Jesus. Hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And I'm going to pick it up in verse 14. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You know, when we first come out, when we first give our life to the Lord, we're a little humble. But as time goes on, God forbid, he's speaking to me too. When God began to bless us,
yes.
When he began to give us and give us nice things, clean us up, and everything thought going good for us, all of a sudden, we lift ourselves up in pride.
Yes.
We began to look down on people. We began to sit in the seat of the judges.
Yes.
We began to start judging people. We call it righteous judgment. And we attack the word onto it. We began to look at people that are still out there, still struggling, still in the bondage of the world, still being misled and blinded by the God of this world, on their way to a devil hell, the same place that we was going.
Yes.
But God said, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness? Look back on your life to that great and terrible wilderness that God brought us through. Look at me. I was shot in the back with an AK. Out there raising all kind of hell and doing all kind of things. But I thank God for a praising mama, and God had a purpose for my life. That was that great and terrible wilderness that he brought me through, in which were fiery serpents, hallelujah, and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flint rock. God provided. I remember the time when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, homeless by choice, walking the streets, slept in the woods the night before. That was a Saturday. Spent up all my money on drugs, just got paid Friday. Left South Carolina, hitchhiked all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. Walking down the street that Sunday morning. Oh, when everybody brought water from a flint rock, I know I cried in my spirit. I didn't know God then. But I said, Lord, I'm hungry. I said, I'm hungry. About less than 10 minutes, I begin to step across the road, and a car pull up on the curb, and I back out like I was scared. And the man that was, elderly man that was in the car called me, and I kind of helped. He said, "Don't be afraid, son. Come here." He said, "The Lord just spoke to me, and he told me that you was hungry. And he told me to give you these $3. And I already called down to the Whopper House. The sisters that go to my church, I'm a minister, they are in there waiting on you." And as I walked toward that Whopper House, condemnation and shame was on me. But when I walked in the door, the lady didn't make no scene. She eased up to me and whispered, said, "You the young man that the pastor called about?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Come on and take a seat in the back." But I'm saying this to say this. In my sin, in the wilderness, dealing with serpents and scorpions and all type of demonic plugs that had me down, I remember that God sent somebody to see about me. They didn't tell me I wasn't nothing. They didn't put me down. They didn't tell me, "Look at you, you good for nothing. You ought to be ashamed of yourself." No, they showed me the love of Christ.
Yes.
I better remember when. You better remember when you lift yourself up, God said. When he told Moses to tell the children of Israel, "When I bring you out of the house of bondage, when I bring you out from under the hand of Pharaoh, when you enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, and you live in houses that you did not build, buy cars that you did not buy, when you get good jobs, when you start doing all that I start blessing you," that's what he's saying. You better not forget where I brought you from. You better remember when. You better remember when. And I thank God tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank God, and God is bringing me to a close. But I want to read, hallelujah, one scripture from Ephesians chapter 2. Because sometimes, church, we get it mixed up. And God is beginning to let the church know we got it out of order. We got it out of order. Look, like when we get saved, all we want to do is minister to each other. All we want to do is preach to each other. But we have forgot what purpose, what reason that the Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. God said he is not slack concerning his promises, like man got slack, that man called slackness, but he is long-suffering. Well, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you didn't answer that prayer when somebody said, "Oh, when I was in my sin, Lord, you need to come on back now." I thank you that you were long-suffering, and you're still long-suffering, desiring that no man should perish, but all come to repentance, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter, hallelujah, Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, glory. And God told us to remember this. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I thank God tonight for this opportunity. I thank God tonight for this privilege, church. Listen to me. Ephesians chapter 2, hallelujah, verse 1 through 3, talking to the church. This is the epistle talking to the church. Hallelujah. He ain't talking to sinners. He ain't talking to religious people. These are the instructions, and he's making us want us to remember where we came from. He's talking to the saints. Hallelujah. Through Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." See, he remember. Oh, he wants us to remember who we were, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the powers of the air, the spirits who now work in the sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once, come on, listen to me, according whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. We need to remember. Look, like we forget. See, the devil will give you what you what God gave me, what they call spiritual amnesia. Look at this, church. This is what I can't figure out yet. And I'm still asking God for this answer. The children of Israel, generation died in Egypt up under the whips of the taskmaster, up under the bondage of hard, scruted labor, making bricks without straw, living in all type of conditions that, I mean, that is beyond human. It's beyond comprehension.
Yes.
But watch this. They got out into the wilderness. When God was bringing them through, when God was transforming their mind, they began to scream and say, it would have been better if we stayed in Egypt. And see, that's what the enemy is trying to do to us, church. That's what he's trying to give you, spiritual amnesia. When you get to a place in your walk, and as God is moving in your life, and the prayers are not being answered, that he's taking you through a trial, and you can't see to no way out, that you're being pressed on this side, and you're being pressed on that side, and he wants you to say, it would have been better if I kept on selling drugs. It would have been better when I was doing things my way. See, he gives us spiritual amnesia.
Yes.
But you better remember when.
Yes.
You better see, don't let him take you. Don't let him take the pain that you was under.
Yes.
Don't let him take the heartache and the pain you suffered. Don't let him take the awareness of what sin done to you. Don't never let him give you spiritual amnesia. A selective amnesia. Don't let him do that to you. A selective memory. Don't let him do that to you. Always remember when. Not just the good and the bad. Because that's what the enemy did with the children of Israel. He had them selective memory.
Yes.
Remember just the good part. Or he'll have someone who's out there selling drugs. I don't know who you are. He'll have somebody who was out there smoking drugs, who was out there on the corner tricking, turning prostitute tricks, or whatever you was into, committing adultery on your wife, or committing adultery on your husband, or doing all types of things just to try to fulfill a void in you. But he'll have you tell you selected memory. You know, it was a little better. When I was out there, I wear better clothes. I did all these things. But don't let him do that to you.
Yes.
Always remember how you felt. Always remember how you felt. I remember when they put the handcuffs on me and took me to Central Booking. I remember when my mama and my sister-in-law was in the courthouse. When I was sentenced to 20 years in the Department of Correction, I remember. And I remember me crying out to the God that my mama told me always is still on the throne. She said, baby, if your back get against the wall and the flood water is about to call you up, you call on Jesus and he'll come to you. And he came to me. And as I bring this message to an end, as my friend Chapel John Clanton said, I'm letting out the landing gear now. I thank God that Jesus remembered the purpose that he came. Jesus was hanging on the cross in Luke chapter 23. Hallelujah. Dying for my sins and dying for your sins. But I thank God with the last breath in his body, he completed the purpose that he came to sing lost and sinners just like me and you. I heard they said there was two thieves, one on his right side and one on his left side. And one began to mock and rail Jesus. And I heard the Bible say that one said, don't you fear God. Hey, Lord, we have just cause for us being on this cross.
Yes.
But this man has done no wrong. And he looked toward Jesus. And he said, Jesus, when you enter into your paradise, he said, remember me. I thank you, Lord, that Jesus did not forget his purpose. He was dying. He was in pain. But he remembered one more time,
yes,
that the purpose that he came to save a sinner such as me and you. Now, if somebody is out there right now and you feel that you ain't got no hope, but I want to let you know tonight that Jesus remember you. He have not forgotten you.
Yes.
And Jesus just stopped for a moment and he looked over there at that old sinner man, that old murderer man, and he said, son, from this day forth, you will be with me in paradise. I thank God this morning, I mean tonight, that he remember when. He remember when.
Yes.
He remember when he said, prepare me a body.
Yes.
I go, Father.
Yada Boshe.
I redeem them back. So I thank God tonight. I thought that, I hope that someone was encouraged tonight. You out there, you feel like there ain't no hope. There is hope. And his name is Jesus. The Bible said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has given us a mandate tonight. God is summoning the church to start remembering when you was in your sins and trespasses. Remember when he brought you through some trying times. Remember that you'll know he'll bring you through these. Sometimes we feel all alone. King David said, sometimes it feels like you're no way around, Lord. Sometimes it feels like you don't even know, see what the enemy is doing. But then David would always say, but I trust in you. Lord, we thank you today.
Yes.
We bless you today.
Yes.
The word of God says in Galatians chapter 6, if a brother, if a man be taken in a fault, a trespass, him that is spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. When a man thinketh himself to be a something, he's nothing. He's only deceiving himself. Lord, let your compassion flow. Let us remember how merciful you was with us. Let us remember, Father God, that you died.
Yes.
As Paul said, that he was the sheep of the sinners.
Mm.
Paul, Apostle Paul, said he tried to destroy your church. He said, but when it pleased you, who separated him from his mother's womb. Father, it pleased you to separate us from our mother's womb.
Yes.
And called us for such a time as this. We bless you tonight, Father. We praise you tonight, Father. We thank you for stirring us up to remember when. To remember when. I thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And I turn it back over to my wife. I hope someone was blessed. If it wasn't but one soul tonight, I hope someone was encouraged. Be encouraged. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was a powerful message on tonight, I tell you. Oh, Jesus. That message would bring conviction. It brings a very strong conviction to your spirit, man. If you receive it, that's the only way it can bring it. Because some of us, we think we got it all together. Like ABC 123. Stop on brakes, sister, because you about to run them lights. The light is red and you about to run it. The light is red and you about to run the light. And there's consequences.
Yeah.
Remember when. Now. This is a prophetic arema word. God is trying to get his people attention in these latter days. The reason why I say he's trying, because some of us, we only listen to God because of when we want something, or when we have a prayer request, or when we're going through something. But that's the wrong mindset. And that word hit me right at the root. For the word of God is that axe that hits at the root of the tree. He's not tapping at the top. He's at the root. Somebody need to say root. Root it up, root it out. And I just thank God for dealing with me. Yeah. Dealing with me. I remember when I didn't come to preach a sermon. I just come to say what the Lord has put in my heart to say, so that it can bring healing to somebody that is wrestling with something that they cannot identify, that thing that they keep wrestling with. You keep going to the root worker talking about somebody got something on you. But you got it on you, and it's called the spirit of rebellion. Yeah, we can be our worst enemy. Yeah. I'm a living witness. We could be our worst enemy. I know I can. I come from a background of much pain and misery. And God is yet still working on me. But if I can give my testimony, that means that I have been delivered. I'm not for to testify nothing that I have not been delivered from. I'm not for to walk in hypocrisy. I'm just not for to do that. That's not who I am. And when I give my testimony, it's not an attack on anyone, nor my family or friends, but it's where God has brought me from. It's where God has brought me from. I come from a background of molestation. My mother's husband. He's dead and gone. But I was 17 when he died. And I was so glad when he died. Hear me. Somebody is wrestling with this spirit. I hear in the spirit realm. He started molesting me at the age of 3 years old. Penetrating me with his finger. At the age of 8 years old, he started getting in the bed with me naked. My mother would get up looking for him. She would find him in the bed with me naked. Yeah. I'm laying there. I'm scared to death. Make a long story short, the molestation stopped it at the age of 15 years old. But during all the process of that time, the enemy was whispering things to my mother's spirit that was not true about a young girl's innocence. I end up going to the crisis center. In and out. Because of the dysfunctional. Because of the transfer of the spirits.
Yeah.
Sex spirits. Yeah. Succubus and incubus. That is a demon that has two names. Incubus and succubus. That is a demon that has two names. And Elitu and Lita, those are the other two sex demons that are in with those with that other demon. Like a night owl spirit. Perversion. And I wasn't able to go to school and get my lesson. I started masturbating at the age of 11 years old because of that unclean spirit was transferred into my spirit, man. I penetrated myself with things that would kill you in my private area. I started getting rape at the age of, 14, besides of what I was going through with my mom's husband. Grown men. I was raised up in a ministry of synagogue of Satan where people, they was messing with people, children, raping people, children. They was going with animals. And everybody said, well, the Lord will fix it. But I'm just giving you just a little insight of my life, where I come from, in and out the crisis centers, in and out the crisis centers, laid in the middle of highways, waiting for cars to come, busy highways. The Holy Spirit didn't let not one car come down that road. That was at the age of 12. Couldn't get my lesson in school. Fighted the kids because I was fighting at my own home when he would come in my room, waking up fighting. Waking up fighting. Very dysfunctional, very confused at that time. Very dysfunctional and very confused. Used to have nightmares and used to have very perverted dreams. I mean, dreams that you would never imagine. Sex dreams. In and out of jail, in and out of prison, in and out of jail, in and out of prison, in and out of jail, in and out of prison. Because I was carrying something that I could not identify. But I thank God on tonight. Back in 2000, I received the Lord as my personal Savior. It was a process. The Lord delivered me from a lot of things, and I'm not ashamed on tonight. I didn't come to make a great name of myself tonight. That's not even my motto. My motto is Jesus saves. He will save you if you let him. He will save you if you let him. He will set you free if you allow him. So everybody on tonight, I want y'all to be encouraged. That's just my testimony, where the Lord has brought me from. I'm not ashamed on tonight. I thank the Lord for allowing me to be able to be on media. The Lord has sustained me to be on media for 8-9 years. And this journey has not been easy, amen. But see, it goes to show you your maturity level in God. When you can still persevere through the things of God, when you feel like you just can't persevere, that's the time you need to give birth to what God has put in you, so that you will be able to speak a rhema word, a season word. You got too many people, they're speaking words that are out of season. And what they're doing, they're causing out of order alignment, causing people to be confused and baffled and bewitched in the spirit realm. You have to speak what God say. You don't get up there speaking what you think God is saying. You got to know that God is saying this through his spirit. Too many people are saying, well, I think so. No, you got to know by the Spirit of God, thus says the Lord. And when you speak it with authority. You got too many people that are speaking the word of God from a dead letter, but they're not speaking it from the spirit realm. They're just speaking from the left.
Copycat spirits. We got too many copycat spirits out here. They don't want the meat. They want the sweets. But let me tell you something. It was the meat of God that sustained me in these times that when my husband was locked up 18 years, I don't care what nobody say. It wasn't nobody but God. Jehovah Nissi, my banner. My deliverer, Jehovah giver, the Lord that fights my battle. It was him, and it's still him. And it's still him. And it's still him that's keeping me. And I thank God for causing a strong conviction on this line. And not only did he cause a strong conviction on this line, he caused a strong conviction even within the midst of my spirit. The depths of my soul. For the deep calls unto the deep. Oh God, I hear you calling me into the deep, but I can't get there because I forget what you've done for me. That's why it's important to remember when. And God ain't going to call nobody out in the deep when they don't remember what they bought it for. You can't even comprehend to the shallow things of God. So how you going to eat the deep things of God? You can't even walk around the shore because you have to understand something. The anointing is the remember when anointing. You got to remember what God did. And you have to keep that in your Holy Ghost diary. Yes, you can't do great things for God and you can't do greater things than the Son of God if you can't remember the small beginnings, if you're despising them. And that's the biggest problem right there. Too many of God's people are despising the small beginnings because they feel like, oh, no, I'm bigger than that. That ain't none of me, honey. That ain't none of me. I'm supposed to be all around on the national channels and global. That ain't none of me right there. I can't go in no hedges and no highways. Might mess up my nails. Might mess up my hairpiece, honey. I just got my hair did, my $85 hairdo. God is talking to the church because we have church folks that carry on like that. And we have saints that act like that too. But it don't bother me because, see, I was raised up in the streets. It ain't enough for me to put on a pair of jeans and T-shirts and some tennis shoes. I ain't got to have on 12 necklaces, and I ain't got to have the flashy rings on each finger and all this other stuff. And I ain't beat nobody down that wear that stuff. I'm just telling you. I'm just talking to you. I'm just letting you know. Remember where God brought you from. It don't take all of that to go out and witness to a dying soul that don't know who Jesus is. A dying soul. He that winneth souls is wise. How do you win souls for Christ? It's through the love of God. There's no other way. Ain't no rabbit foot you put in your pocket and you win people's souls. Ain't no special ingredients that you cook up to win people's soul. You may fill their stomach, but their soul is still in need of Jesus. No education, no BS, no GS. Whatever you've been trying to use to win people's souls. And it ain't working. Because the blind leading the blind. And they're both going to fall into a ditch. And this type of ditch, you're not going to be able to get out of. It will take God. So everybody, I think
I thank God for everybody that's on the line tonight. Amen. The Lord gave us a full house because this is the apostolic word that is coming straight from the mouth of God. Remember when. This is a now. Remember when. This is a now word. This is a rhema word. This is a fresh word. Don't take it light. It go for me just as well as anybody else. When the word hit the head, that means the head got to get in line just as well as the feet. If one feet is pulling one way and the other is pulling the other way, then there is a problem. There is sin in the camp. There is sin in the camp. So we thank God for everybody that came out tonight, was listening to what Elder Gamma was preaching on tonight. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Terrence Stevenson, and his beautiful wife, Sylvia. Amen. His beautiful wife, Sylvia. We thank God for them. Amen. Listening in, they are very, very, very powerful people of God. I tell you, it's very rare to find genuine people for God. I'm telling you, these people these days, they got tricks up their sleeves. They're using God's name as a fraudulent use, forgery. But their fruits is rotten. They're not, it's not matching up. They got on mishmack socks. Amen. They got on big shoes, tight clothing. I'm talking spiritually. Their fruits are rotten, and their root is too. I thank God for Pastor Terrence and his wife, First Lady Sylvia. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like a good shepherd. Amen. Many people these days, they're looking for good shepherds. So we thank God for them being on the line tonight, supporting the members on tonight. I want everybody to know that Lord's willing, next week we have a couple of more things lined up on air. Amen. And we're going to let God have his way, because I remember that when I did not used to let the Lord have his way, and every now and then I step in the way. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because if a lot of leaders would learn how to be honest with themselves, their ministry would really increase and grow, because some of them got a split tongue. On one half is truth, on the other half there's a lie. It's just like a mermaid spirit. They flesh at the top and they fish fins at the bottom. And you wonder why the body is all out of proportion. So we wanna be considerate. We wanna be watchful in this hour of our relationship with God. Amen. We wanna be very watchful. We wanna be alert and sober. Amen. Watching the gates. Amen. Too many people, they just letting anybody in the gates. Anybody that got a gift, and the gift ain't even been cultivated. They just, I felt God from them. Gift and calling is without repentance. Come on now. You didn't have to buy your gift. But see, the number one thing, you know, people don't went crazy with the gift that God gave them, because they don't allow the enemy to taint them. Before they can do anything for you, you call on them, they already don't gave you their price. I can't be here for about 3 minutes now, but I need $500. In order for us to pray for y'all, send us $100 seed, and watch God. Okay. Which God you talking about? So we got that 50 lucre spirit floating around in the atmosphere. And this is an ancient spirit. It's been around a long time, but it don't increase because of sin. Thank God for his mercy increasing, because every time sin increases, mercy got to increase. That's why it's new mercies every day.
Thank God. So we thank God for everybody on tonight. Amen. We're going to close it down. And Lord's willing, saints of God, keep your mind on Jesus. Amen. And when we say keep your mind on Jesus, we're telling you to make Jesus your main focus on tonight. Amen. You don't have to be walking around all day like they used to have us back then in the religious churches. They say keep your mind on Jesus, and the poor little saints, they mouth be all dry all day. They be out there, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus scared to drink water. They got to call Jesus all day. Oh, no, baby, I got to call. No, we're not talking about like that. We're talking about keeping my focus on the things of God. Keep your mind focused on the things of God. Spiritual songs and hymns. Walking in the Spirit of God. You cannot walk in the Spirit if you ain't got the Spirit, just point blank. Too many people operating in that Kundalini spirit, pretending to be the Holy Ghost. I can't stand that spirit right now. God, help me. So y'all be encouraged on tonight, Lord's willing. And I thank you all for coming out. And Lord's willing, we'll be airing next week. And people of God, be encouraged. Remember, thank God for rebuke. Thank God for reproof. Thank God for after he rebuke us, he correct us. And then in due season, he will exalt us. May the Spirit of the Lord keep pondering with your heart. May he light your pathway. May he shine his light in every dark area of our life. May we surrender our whole heart, soul, and mind to the Lord. The Lord need all of us. He cannot work with nothing half. That is not his will. Because we live in the world and the fullness thereof. And may God bless you all. And may you have a peaceful rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.